Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until one. Only two sleeps now left. How are tricks with you? Are you hither and thither? Are you through other and arguing with your mothers? We're here to bring you into the afternoon as gently as possible, but not too gently, of course. Your thoughts are welcome from the north and the south on the WhatsApp 087 032 32 32. And for your longer letters, you can email Oliver at rte.ie. Taris Jock. Now, the vibe today is very much my Gansey because I'm wearing a Shion Nullig E jumper. I've put it on the Instagram there as well. You can have a look at it. Thank you, Nívni Cúrnán from Group Canasí Ghaelge, the RTÉ Irish Language Department. Shion Nullig E. It's a lovely phrase we've been using here all the time. You can throw it out anytime somebody questions whatever you're doing now all week. Are you watching a third film in a row? Are you still in your pyjamas? Yeah. Shion Nullig E. We're allowed. It's Christmas. And we're using the feminine form in grammar, so it's fine. Pajamas, by the way, Adiha once upon a time, wasn't it? But apparently pichami is what the poshti are saying nowadays in the various scolina around the country. So that's the vibe today. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to be live on the wireless from 9 o'clock in the morning for the Christmas Eve special Iha Nullug with a live studio audience and a choir. There's comedy, music and mince pies until 11 a.m. So keep it in mind when you're doing the last day of the bits. Have you got all your bits? Make sure you get the bits done. But today, we're going everywhere today. We're going to step back into Ireland in 1990 when one of rock's most unmistakable and loud voices, Meatloaf, played an extraordinary run of shows across the country's most unlikely venues, as it turns out. 21 shows in 28 days. He spent a month here. It was a madcap tour 35 years ago. And it is understood to have single-handedly revived Meatloaf's flagging career because of the sheer insanity of the adventure and a fire it lit inside Meatloaf that he hadn't quite felt for a very long time. A man who sold 30 million albums worldwide, stomped the floorboards of the Moat Community Centre. It was literally all the countries. In Belfast, at one stage, the band played what they said were their scariest ever show, the Oasis nightclub in Carrickmacross 35 years ago. A fight broke out. Belfast felt less risky by comparison in 1990. It's a great story and it's told in a documentary which is airing on New Year's Eve at 6:30 on RTÉ1 Telly. It's called Meatloaf from Hell and to Connacht, including an iconic appearance on The Late Late Show when the big fella met a very straight-laced audience, but he won them over. Have a listen to this as an introduction to this. It's 1990. It was stone mad.
Our first guest tonight, my friends, is a big man. And he delivers a big sound. Would you welcome, please, Mr. Meatloaf?
Do you know this guy is in the stadium tomorrow, and he is booked out to capacity, and then he starts around the country? Listen, how much travelling do you do?
I was home for 19 days in 1989.
Yes, sir, I want to hear from you.
It is true, Mervyn, that your Battle of Hell album...
Who?
Your Battle of Hell...
No, wait, whoa, back up. Who did you say?
Mervyn.
Mervyn.
Who's that?
That's Mervyn Lee's your name, isn't
Mervyn?
It?
No, my name's Meat. So say Meat.
Meat.
Stand up and
meat.
Say it.
Really loud.
Meat! Yes, that's it!
Well, I would like to say it's great to see one of the best rock and roll bands in the world toured in Ireland and coming to bring their music to their fans around the country.
Well, we're happy to be here. I got news for you.
That's an iconic piece of television. It's also stuff people would be shouting this. Meat! That's what I want. I want meat. I also love how that young fella in the audience sounds like Patrick O'Donovan. Mervyn, delighted to see you here. Welcome. Oh, God. I love it when Gabo did the American accent when he went there, you know, Mr. Meatloaf. Meat to his friends, apparently. Big personality. The poor man, he died. It'll be 4 years ago in the new year since Meatloaf went. That's a great documentary and a wild story we'll be sharing with you this afternoon. Kevin Dundon is also with us. How does the Dunbrody House man spend his Christmas and will he get a break at all? He broke the live line with his dancing turn this year, didn't he? Now he's reinventing the prawn cocktail Irish classic starter. There's a bottle of something strong used. Okay, well, I won't spoil it now. We'll talk about it. It's controversial. Never far from controversy, is he? Or Kevin? 51551, if you have any last minute queries for Kevin about what to do with the stuffing or the meat, whatever you're having yourself. The side dishes is what gets people, you see. So he's going to be all about that today. Just make sure there's plenty of help. That's the main thing. The cook-off is the most fun part of the Christmas, once it doesn't resemble the seven fishes scene from The Bear, if you've seen that show. We'll have loads more of this besides as well, including the phenomenon of making children work on Christmas morning. Yeah, damn right. It's how the food is made in the country. So on. But in the meantime, let me tell you, the curiosities of the world as we find it this morning. Ah, let's go here because it's... Have you been following the epic story that is Twink's relationship with RTE? There was a legendary interview in the Sunday Independent a couple of weeks ago with extraordinary quotes from the Queen of Self-Confidence herself. In floods of tears, the 74-year-old comedian and panto star complaining that there was no invite to the Late Late Show, completely left in the cold by RTE, apart from the documentary they made and the appearance on Miriam McCallan's show just a couple of weeks ago. But other than that, it's the Late Late. Well, there are very important news. This is the Star, I think. Is this the Star reporting this morning? Twink is to have a meeting with the boss of RTE as it considers producing more various comedy programmes. And Adele King has confirmed she's been in contact with Mr. Backhurst himself and they're getting together for lunch in the new year. This is the busiest man in Ireland. He's having lunch with everybody. And she said the national broadcaster is a new head of comedy. The station's exploring lots of ideas. So she's been approached by one possible new show that's being mooted by a reputable producer. Is thrilled she's been considered. And she is going to, she's been saying lots about RTE in the last few weeks. And she won't be shy about sharing them, she says, with Mr. Backhurst. If he asks her for her opinion in the middle of the lunch, which I presume what it's about. So that's, she's currently camoing in a Christmas panto, The Cinderella, at the National Stadium in Dublin. That's Alan Hughes' panto, which is a legendary panto. Remember we sent Amanda Bone last year and her life has changed. So that's, I just thought we'd open, very important to bring you the Twink breaking news, that when she's still mourning the loss of the poor parrot after 26 years and so on. Maltesers. The polls are in, it's official. Maltesers are the favourite of the celebrations among Irish people. In second place, it's Galaxy. Very close, actually. And this is proper research that somebody spent actual money on to question 1,000 adults ranking celebrations tub favourites. Maltesers at the top, Galaxy, followed by Galaxy Caramel. Then it's the Snickers and then it's the Bounty. Does that mean there are things behind Bounty? I'm up for the Bounty. I don't care. Now, this whole celebrations conversation reminds us, of course, of this wonderful scene in a Christmas episode of Gavin and Stacey.
This is from Nessa, David and Neil.
Actually, Vin, we've got you all the same, so you may as well open them together.
It's the Snickers from a box of celebrations.
Oh, you've got the Snickers, did you, Gav? Back in. Stace, what you got?
Milky Way.
Yeah, no, I've got Milky Way.
Yeah, Mars.
Gwen?
Bounty.
Oh, my God.
You've drawn the short straw there. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll see if I got some more on the bus.
Jace.
Malteser.
That's the best one, that is.
That or the Galaxy Truffle? Yeah.
I got the Galaxy Truffle!
Smith?
Just the regular Galaxy one. Cheers.
Thanks, Ned. Thanks, David. Yeah, it's just a little something from the three of us.
From all three of us. It was taps another year, wasn't it? Hot or cold. That's what you got. That was a lot of fun. The annual anger over Quality Street's shrinkflation continues. Quality Street fans have been hitting out at shrinkflation after the weight of the small plastic tub. It's even sad that it's plastic. It's been cut. It's a record low now of 550 grams. That seems quite a lot of chocolate, but just 60 chocolates therein. Back in the 1980s, it was 2.5 kilos of metal tins packed to the brim with 100 sweets, and it would last for weeks after the festivities. I don't remember them lasting for weeks, but we'll pretend they did because everything was better in the past and there was no such thing as overeating or anything like that. But we were starving. So 2.5 kilos of enormously expensive chocolates. Can we also discuss that? Things weren't better. They were literally unaffordable. You had to wait for someone to bring it to you. There was no way you were buying this for yourself. But anyway, now it's only a fifth the size. So if you're sad about it, but they're cheap. They're cheap now. It's £30 in today's money if you count for inflation. Ah, never mind that. That's a made up, isn't it, inflation? She a nulligy. You can say whatever you like. within reason, especially when you're laughing. This is very good as well. It's all about hygiene. The Daily Mail, in their good health section, has all the tips for Christmas. Don't wash the turkey. Ban cheese boards. Get the sanitizer out. For Scrabble is a hygiene expert who has never caught an illness at this time of the year. She must live very low. Dr. Lisa Ackerley. Give hugs, not handshakes. That's a good tip. One of the easiest ways to spread germs is handshakes, because people don't wash their hands, basically. Isn't it? So they just wash their hands. So give the hugs. Kissing as well. Kissing on the cheek. You should try and tone that down, I would say. Ditch the hand towels in the bathroom. You know, you're visiting the house and the hand towel is now, it feels like wet everything. Everyone has touched it in the house and you're going, ah! Well, this person offers, instead of the communal hand towel, they provide individual paper napkins or small single-use flannels. Well, there's flannels. You'll be washing them for a fortnight. Along with a basket for used ones, because they need to have a sign, don't flush the hand towels. Maybe still flushing hand towels. And then people will be on to you about the waste. No cheese or charcuterie boards, because the germs love them. With multiple hands reaching for the same food, there's a real risk of cross-contamination. Use small individual platters for each guest as well. Or you could just wash the thing properly. Don't put it in the dishwasher. It'll crack in two, as many people have discovered. We know by now not to wash the turkey, same as the chicken, because you're splashing the bacteria all over the place. Don't rely on the clear juices. Get the meat thermometer to make sure it's done. Be careful at oysters. Yeah, we know that. Cool your leftovers quickly. Now, we don't fully know about this one, but we eat the bacteria survives certain cooking, the spores basically, and we eat them all the time in pasta, rice, meat, stews and so on. But it's when it cools and how quickly it cools. I knew you had to fully cool it down before putting it into the fridge, but you actually have to cool it quickly. Within 60 to 90 minutes, says this expert, before storing them in the fridge for more than 2 days. So you have to get to that, basically, to cool it down. They're the hot tips, basically. Now, this is the year that millennials officially got old. And I just about make it as a millennial by the skin of my carbon dating. 45 is the ceiling for this generational section. But the younger millennials are about 30, are find themselves aged out of relevance. There's a couple of truth bombs on that. We might actually come back to that. If you're feeling old as a millennial, it's a good time to get in touch. 51551 is the text. But we need to get the Christmas up and going with only two sleeps to go. This lad, it's always a good old place to go. It's Tuesday. You'll forget what day it is shortly.